KXEI celebrates International Women's Day.
Hi, this is Kelly Fryer, the CEO of the YWCA of Southern Arizona. In celebration of International Women's Day and Women's History Month, I'm interviewing local changemakers. I'm here with Melo Dominguez, an artist, a Chicana, a community activist, who uses her art to create change in our community. Mel, it's so good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Kelly.
So what's your main motivation? Like, how'd you get started in all this? Why do you do it?
Well, being from East LA, coming home, being raised in a single-parent home, it was the streets that taught me. And what they taught me is that each one teach one. And so with that knowledge, and then with going to school and or college and learning about that you only have the attention span of 3 seconds to get the market in, I learned that I'm like, well, let's use murals. Let's use art to, you know, sell this to the people. Let's tell them what's going on. Let's tell them about climate change, environmental issues, etc.
It was beautiful to have a show of your work at the YWCA a few months ago. Those pieces were so powerful and so incredible. So you do art on your own, right? The kinds of pieces that we had at the YW. But you're also doing art in community.
Yes.
That has to be so much more difficult and complicated. Why do you do it?
I do it because I feel like the youth needs to know what's going on. There's been such a gap between the tech industry and like old school, you know, matters of business. And as an artist, like I said, you only have 3 seconds to really capture the mind. And when you're working with young people that are so diverse, that come from diverse backgrounds, art is the one language that a lot of people can really tune into and take in the message you're trying to share.
So when people experience your art, what do you hope happens for them?
Well, first, I hope they enjoy the piece of art that we created together. And then I really hope that the message carries across and that it kind of like brings them to share more of that image. And that's what I like about art as well. You don't always have to be present for someone to be affected by it.
One of the things I've been hearing from the incredible women that I've been interviewing for these pieces is that the personal is political. And all of them talk about how their own personal story has really shaped the change-making work that they've been doing. And I've noticed in your work that, in fact, I own a piece of yours that tells a very personal story. Does that happen for you a lot in your art? How does your personal life impact the work that you do?
Being an artist, coming from a single-parent home, the budget was always to the bare minimum, and all I had was my mind and people's stories. And so a lot of times we weren't even watching TV. I was listening to my grandparents tell me stories about where I came from. And so that's also where these murals and community murals come from, is the, like, who are we? You know, before they get rid of us all, like, we got to make a stamp. Like, what are you doing in your lifetime? I mean, we're so fortunate to be born in the same time frame as David Bowie, you know, to have experienced this man in his lifetime, you know. So it's always been that way. Like, how do we share our stories? A lot of times they've just been vocalized, you know. And so I love to be illustrator for this. You know, it's been something awesome for me.
How do you measure the impact of your work? In other words, give me an example of something that you've seen happen through your work that you're really especially proud of.
Maybe just about some of the real effects that political issues that we're dealing with in Arizona. A lot of times people don't realize, like I was sharing with one of the group members from Las Cafeteras, is that in Los Angeles, being born and raised there and then working with migrant workers in these, what they call sweatshops, there was one phase you were working with the living migrant. Moving to Arizona, I was knowing more about the dead ones, the people that didn't necessarily make it all the way. That's something important to me, and they don't say a lot about that on the news. It's, like I said, 3 seconds worth. So creating a piece of art, being invited by Self Help Graphics to create a limited edition print that talks about the Senate Bill 1070, I mean, that was way, way important for me. Because as an artist, like, how do you get out there? There's no funding for that, you know, to promote yourself, you know, so, or to share an idea. So those times is what makes it really important for me to make sure that people know what's going on.
Where can people experience your art here in Tucson today?
Well, I'm the resident artist at the Tucson Tamale Company at all three locations. They've given me that opportunity, and at Popcycle down on 4th Avenue. They're really special folks for me, too. They've really supported me and my art. And at the YW, it's been an honor.
What advice would you give to young people to release the artist inside of them?
They just have to do it. You have to understand and believe that you're a human being on this earth, and many of us have done so much in this world that you really need to break down the barriers within your own mind and let yourself be you. If you're still in that youth range, you know, you have all the time in the world before you have to start paying bills and things like that. And hopefully one of our newest presidents might take care of the college portion of that. But you cannot live in fear. Don't build fear for yourself. You know, there's other people that might do that to you out there in the world. And it's kind of your job to not build walls around yourself.
Now, it occurs to me that to be an artist that publicly displays their work, it's really putting yourself out there. You're just vulnerable and seen. But you not only put your art out there, your art is so filled with social and cultural and political messages. You're really out there.
Thank
what
you.
What does it take to allow yourself to become that vulnerable? How do you do that?
Well, for me, it was a touch with death. You know, I almost died a couple years ago. And I've shared that story, and I share it often, because what that sensation was is the limited time we have here on Earth. And the gift that I have is art. And so that's all I can give to you folks as a people. So I'm running wild with it. I'm giving you all my stories. I'm giving you all my passions about what's going on in the community, politically wise and social wise, and all the changes that is happening, because I feel like it's not important to be famous, but to share these ideas, these situations we're all going through, and this stretching of who we are as humans and what it means to love each other, you know? And so it's a big responsibility, but I'm like, this is my time on earth.
What are the main themes that you hope people experience in your art? What's the message that you're trying to get out there?
Understanding, hope, and know that they need to share their stories as well.
So what's next, Mel? What's the next big thing that you have planned? What are you dreaming about? What's that next project that you hope to take on?
One is, I heard about that mural thing going on with the city. I think that would be really awesome to share some artwork with the community in that way. And then other than that, I mean, I want to animate some of my stories. I could see all these little cartoon reels go on, and I need to start producing them because they're driving me crazy.
That's great. Mel, it has just been so wonderful to talk with you. Thank you for the work you're doing. This is Melo Dominguez, artist, Chicana, community activist, change maker. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Tucson.
Support for KXEI and this special International Women's Day program is provided by the Marshall Foundation. Marshall Foundation enhances the lives of Tucson and Pima County women and families through the support and charitable organizations involved in education, social services, and early childhood development.